Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 18th day of El Tavshin Pegimel, Chayel. Masechta Tainis, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Ches. The Megillah Tainis is a book that incorporates, or that has, all the days where miracles occurred to the Jewish people during the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Chachamim made a decree that it's forbidden to fast on those days. Basically, they're like Yomim Tovim. Now, some of those days are described as days deloy lemispad. We can't eulogize. They forbade making eulogies and showing signs of mourning. And our Mishnah and others had written or described as days that we don't fast. What's the difference between days that are described as non-fast days and those days which are described as non-eulogy days in Megillas Tainis? Says the Mishnah, Kol HaKos of Megillas Tainis, any day, any festive day, that is described in the Megillas Tainis as a day deloy lemispad, that one cannot make a hasped, one cannot make a eulogy, lefon of osu, then it's forbidden to make it a hasped even in the day beforehand. And the reason is because one might get so distracted, one might continue the hasped, or the haspedim, on the next day, which would be the day of a Yom Tov, a festive day, celebrating some event during a miracle in the Second Temple time. La'acharov mutar. But the day afterwards, it would be permitted to make a hasped. Once the Yom Tov is gone, we're not worried that they'll do so on Yom Tov anymore. Rabbi Yossi is more strict. He says, Lafonov ula acharov osu. Both on the day before the Yom Tov and the day after the Yom Tov would be osu to make a hasped. Deloy lihisana behoin. But any of the Yom Tovim described in Megillas Tainis, where are they? Where it's described as days which you cannot fast on them, then lafonov ula acharov mutar. Both the day beforehand and afterwards one is allowed to fast. There's no concern that one might fast on the day of the Yom Tov itself. Rabbi Yossi again is more strict. Rabbi Yossi Omer lefonav asr. He says yes, the day before. The day before one is not allowed to fast. Lacharav mutar. The day afterwards one is allowed to fast. What's the halacha? The halacha is that we don't have to worry about any of this anyway, because Megillas Tainis, the decrees of Megillas Tainis, are no longer in force. And all those days that it says we're not allowed to fast, or we're not allowed to make a hasped, are all permitted for fasting or for making a hasped, except for 2 days, Chanukah and Purim, or 2 festivals, I should say. The festivals of Chanukah and Purim, they are forbidden they are days on which it is forbidden to make a hasped, to make a eulogy, or a tainis. However, even with Chanukah and Purim, as far as the days before them and after them, there's no restriction. One is allowed to make a hasped and one is allowed to fast. Mishnah Tes. Going back to the topic of making a tainis, when they made fasts for the drought, for lack of rain, on the community, our Mishnah is going to talk about what day did the fasts start, the sequence of fasts. Ein goizrin tainis ala tzibur batchilo b'chamishi. When we first make a fast, a decree of fast for the public, we don't start it off on a Thursday. Shaloi lahavkia sha'arim, in order not to inflate prices of the food. Why? Some explain that when the shopkeepers see that everyone's buying big meals, both for the night of the fast or after the fast and for the Shabbos, so people are going to think, wow, must be a famine coming, and they'll raise the, and the prices will go skyrocketing. But if they start the sequence of fasts on Monday, on the second day of the week, then by the time you get to Thursday, people realize, well, it's only because of the fast that people are buying more food. There's not a famine in the world. We're not running out of food. Ella bat sholosh taniyos harishonos, says the Mishnah, the first 3 fasts that Beis Din decreed for the Tzibur to do would be sheni, v'chamishi, v'sheni, would be on a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. That means that we would make a decree on the Monday, as we said before, the reason above. V'sholosh shniyos, but the second lot of 3 fasts, that could start, or that did start, on a v'chamishi, sheni, v'chamishi. That was Thursday, Monday, Thursday. And why was there no worry about the prices going up? Because since these fasts are a continuation, are in sequence to the first three fasts, so people are already accustomed to the fasts of the Thursday, and they won't put up the prices because of it. And one is allowed to start the second lots of fasts, therefore, on the Thursday. Again, Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kishem she'ein horishonis b'chamishi, just like the first lot of fasts should not be done or starting on a Thursday in the week, but a Monday, kach l'shnias, also the second lot of three fasts should not be done on a Thursday, should start on a Monday and not on a Thursday, and v'lo acharonis, and not even the last seven fasts, which are the strictest of all, they too should not start on a Thursday, but only on a Monday, according to Rabbi Yossi.